Rickleblog, 01 November 2006, Trial by Wind. Let me warn you as I begin that this is a very visual blog item, and if you're not looking at the graph, it's not going to make a whole lot of sense, but for completeness, I'll read it anyway. The Northeast had a major windstorm this weekend. Power failures everywhere. Although the power company almost let us down, we finally lost our utility power at 1302 Sunday afternoon. Even better, this failure lasted long enough to give the Preops system a proper workout. Finally. About 20 minutes into the first hour, AC power went off. I found out later that the wind had blown down some trees, which presumably broke a power line, although the power company failed to provide the written report I always request. At that point, the UPS battery, which alone was supplying the household load, started discharging. As always, I waited for a while before connecting the Prius. About 20 minutes into the event, I plugged the Prius into the system and went about my business. For the first 20 minutes after the Prius was connected, it supplied voltage, but no power, since the UPS battery was at a higher voltage. Just at the end of the first hour, the Prius battery, which was being charged at the time by the car's engine, reached the same voltage as the UPS battery as it was discharging, and the Prius both charged the UPS battery and supplied power to the house. For the first 40 minutes of the second hour, the Prius and UPS battery voltages tracked each other. At the 40-minute mark, AC power was restored, and after waiting a bit into the third hour, I disconnected the Prius. I apologize to the non-nerd blog reader, since this item is only marginally more interesting than the previous failure, which did not require the Prius to actually supply power. In justification, I offer the fact that the Preops project is why this site exists at all, and that the power failure gave me an extra day to work on how to bananify the bun.